is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. And with that being said, gentlemen, Tommy Sotomayor recently did a video about a woman in Brooklyn who ended up being violently dispatched by her own son. Gentlemen, this is a new layer of HMT that I've been reluctant to cover in the past. However, with this being 2022, all bets are off. Now, I've noticed a recent uptick in viewership and subscribers, which means there are some new people here who might not understand what HMT entails. So, quick disclaimer. Hockey Mask Time. I do not condone it. However, I do not condemn it. Why? Because death is an ultimate part of life. Everybody's going to meet the Reaper. No one escapes this thing called life alive. Now, when it comes to women, we have a society that does everything it can to portray women in this angelic light. However, men are always portrayed as demonic. But what happens when men are pushed to a point to where they finally snap? The restraints are finally broken. The animal is set free. And he decides to, you know, take matters into his own hands in dealing with the female in his life. That's when he decides to put on the mask. However, you can find the definition more in detail on the Urban Dictionary. Look for the one that says RPM, and you'll get the full definition, word by word, crystal clear. However, this is a new sector to HMT. Now, in looking for that particular article that Tommy Sotomayor did, I came across this article, which was published on the 3rd of February. Ohio man accused of fatally stabbing his mother more than 20 times in a parking lot, and he only stopped because he quote unquote got tired. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Dorian White, 24, was charged with aggravated murder Monday in connection with the death of his 46-year-old mother, Melissa Graham. Wow. According to a police case report obtained by People, law enforcement received a call Monday at around 6 p.m. about a man stabbing a female with a knife in a parking lot. Witnesses told police the suspect stabbed the woman multiple times and began to kick her while she was on the ground. According to an arrest affidavit, White allegedly told police that he had called his mother and asked her to bring over some groceries to his Grove City apartment. Quote unquote, when she arrived, he met her outside, maced her, and then started stabbing her more than 20 times and he only stopped stabbing her because he got tired, the affidavit said. Quote unquote, he did plan it in advance. Grove City Police Lieutenant Jason Stern told People he faked a reason to get her over there. Police found White outside carrying the knife near the crime scene. His mother was taken to Ohio Health Grant Medical Center, where she died, the Columbus Dispatch reported. According to the affidavit, White confessed to the slaying when he spoke to police. Gentlemen, this right here is probably one of the most chilling statements that I've read in an HMT for a while. Now, mind you, I've done over 200 episodes of this series. Quote unquote, I feel bad, but she deserved it. He allegedly said during his interview with police. It is as tragic as it gets, says Stern. Here she's trying to help out her kid. It really breaks your heart. Wait a minute. Whoa. Typical lamestream media standard operating procedure. And I'm going to explain when I'm done. White has yet to enter a plea. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February 10th. His attorney could not be reached for comment. White is being held with no bail at Jackson Pike Jail. Well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a parking lot. Gotta go with a 5. Method of execution. The hot butter knife of doom. Gotta go with a 10. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 5. For the brutality factor. Wow. Can you just say wow? Stabbed more than 20 times and kicked while she was on the ground. I have to give this one a 15. So Mr. White gets a score of 35. Now let's go back to what Mr. White said in his interview. I feel bad, but she deserved it. It should have been at that point that the police should have paused everything and asked him the one question that tends to never be asked of men when they finally decide to put the mask on. Why? That should have been the crucial point to where the investigation was stopped. Why, Mr. White, did you feel that your own mother deserved to be dispatched, especially in such a brutal fashion? However, once again, typical lamestream media standard operation procedures. They have to gloss over that and get you back to feeling bad for the mother. Oh, of course, this guy is going to be viewed as a demon. And I'd have to say rightly so. But, someone has to explore why this guy decided to do this. He didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm going to have a bagel, you know, read the Ohio Tribune, go to the gym, and then I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to turn my mother into a human pincushion. No. Uh-uh. The fact that he said she deserved it, there was something that went on in that man's life between him and his mother that enraged him to this point. We all know stabbing someone tends to be a very personal thing. You literally want to see the whites of their eyes as their life leaves them. You want your face to be the last thing they see before it all turns to black. Yeah. Yeah. However, as I previously stated, this has been a section of HMT that I've kind of kept under wraps. However, it would seem that there are more men out there who are deciding to put the mask on and take out their own mothers. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, we have a society that elevates single mothers to an ungodly level. However, behind closed doors, we know that there tends to be a hell of a lot of psychological, in some cases physical, hell, dare I even say this, sometimes, you know, sexual abuse of boys behind closed doors. But we don't want to talk about that. Oh, no, 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 no. See, that goes against the narrative. However, as much as you try to cover this up, there are going to be more situations like this. Hell, Lionel MGTOW put something up on this community tab that I was waiting to get more information on. Two young boys beat and stabbed their mother. So yeah, as much as the lamestream media wants to bury stories like this, oh no, 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 no. No. See, the mask is not just going on for men in regards to relationships. Now we're starting to see the men who put the mask on against their own mothers. Yeah, mothers used to be a no-go zone. However, things have changed in society. No one is safe. It is what it is. Anyway, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, understand this, and you better understand this very well. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the quote unquote false protections that you have from society will go out right along with it. Because now you have sons putting on the mask. That shows you just how far our society has fallen. And it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.